here's your water, Father.
Oh, thanks, Leah. You can thank your lucky stars that you don't have to tend the sheep on a hot day like this.
I thank my age for that. I'm older than Rachel and have certain privileges. She has to do most of the work.
You're smart and wise, Leah, my daughter.
Yes, I think I'd make some man a nice wife, don't you?
I'm sure of it. But who?
Oh, yes, Father, that is the big question. Who? Who?
Father! Father.
It's Rachel.
Wonder what she's doing home this time of day.
Father,
where
me.
Are the sheep, Rachel?
Jacob, what a beautiful man.
Rachel, where are the sheep?
He's so strong and handsome.
Rachel!
Who kissed you, Rachel?
Jacob.
Who is Jacob and why did he kiss you?
Father, do you remember Aunt Rebecca?
Well, of course I do. She's my sister. What a silly question.
The heat's been too much for her, Father.
Yes, now come into the tent and out of the hot sun.
Which well was it where Aunt Rebecca met the man from Canaan, Father?
You mean the servant of Isaac, the man she married?
Yes, which well was it?
The West Pasture Well. Why?
Oh, the same well.
What are you talking about?
He's there. Another man from Canaan. Jacob. He's at the same well, Father, and he came all the way to Mesopotamia to find a wife.
And he found you. Ha, ha, ha.
Yes, at the well. Just like they found Aunt Rebecca. And you should hear the wonderful experiences he had on the way here. Why, he had a vision, and he saw heaven, and a ladder going up into heaven with angels going up and down the ladder, and God was at the top of the ladder, and he spoke to Jacob, and he promised to be with Jacob. And make him a blessing to all the earth.
Did you make his acquaintance?
Oh, no, Father. He asked the men about me, and they pointed me out.
But he kissed you?
Rachel, you'd better go back to your sheep. It's almost time to water them, and besides...
They are watered, Father.
They are? Well, who moved the stone from the mouth of the well?
Jacob.
Alone? He moved that big rock alone?
Yes, yes, he did, Father. He did, all alone.
Rachel... Calm down and tell me the facts. This man at the well, who is he? Where is he from? And what does he want with you?
Well, his name is Jacob. He's from Canaan, and he wants to see his uncle, you.
Uncle?
Didn't I
me?
Tell you?
No, no, you did not tell me.
I meant to. He's Aunt Rebecca's son.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Well, you...
Leah, prepare the guest room. Rachel, tell your mother we're going to have a guest. And help your sister. I'm going to the well and offer nephew Jacob our hospitality.
And straightway Laban ran to meet Jacob and embraced him and brought him to his house. And Jacob told Laban all that had happened to him, to his mother Rebekah, his father Isaac, and his twin brother Esau.
You have nothing to worry about, Jacob. You are bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. My home is yours. Tarry here as long as you wish.
And Jacob abode with Laban the space of a month.
Oh, Leah, Leah, the most wonderful thing happened today.
Sure, sure, Rachel, but what?
Jacob's been here a whole month.
What's so wonderful about that?
Father asked him to stay longer.
Well, he's a fool if he does. He's taken on all the work around here, and he does it for free. Foolish, that's what I say.
Well, Father's going to pay him from now on.
Oh, well, that's better.
And do you know what Jacob's pay is going to be?
He's worth more than Father is willing to pay. I'll wager my life on that.
He wants my hand in marriage. Father agreed. He's going to work 7 years for me, Leah. 7 years. Oh, he loves me. We're going to get married. Isn't that wonderful? Leah, didn't you hear me?
Yes, I heard.
Aren't you happy for me?
7 years is a long time to wait.
Oh, it'll fly on the wings of ecstasy. Oh, Leah, I am so happy.
Father, did you promise Jacob he could marry Rachel?
Yes.
But, Father, you shouldn't have. I'm older than Rachel, and it'll disgrace me and the family if she marries before I do.
I know, Leah, but I had no choice.
Well, couldn't you have talked him into marrying me?
Well, he's in love with Rachel.
It can't happen, Father. We mustn't let it. I've got to marry before Rachel does, or forever be disgraced.
7 years is a long time. Some nice young man will show up, and you'll be married before Rachel is. I'm sure of it.
But I want Jacob. I love him.
Oh, so that's the way it is.
That's the way it is.
Well, I agree with you, Leah, my daughter. we must see to it that you marry before Rachel. Yes, yes.
Yes, you say, but how?
Now, just leave everything to your father, Leah, my eldest daughter. Just leave everything to me.
And the 7 years passed, seeming to Jacob and Rachel but a few days because of the love they had for each other. Then did Laban gather together all the people of the place in a great wedding feast and celebration.
Laban, you do things up fit and proper, I'll say that. This is one of the best wedding feasts I've ever been to. Nothing's too good for my daughter.
A perfect match. Jacob and your daughter, Rachel.
Yes. No doubt. Friends, neighbors, relatives, it is time now that we drink to the health and happiness of my daughter and my son-in-law.
Oh, Rachel, this is the moment I've waited 7 years for. You're my bride, my wife, my beautiful, charming, lovely wife. Let me peek under the veil.
No, not yet.
Oh, I know. Do I have to wait until morning?
That's the custom.
Oh, custom be hanged. Oh, I don't really mean that. I'll just have to wait till morning, I guess. Rachel, it's morning. We've been husband and wife for almost a day, and I haven't seen your lovely face. But now I shall. By the simple act of lifting this veil, I shall gaze upon the sweetest face, the most beautiful countenance, and the loveliest wife in all the world. Well, aren't you going to say something? Aren't you happy?
Yes, but... Oh, Jacob, wait just a little longer.
To lift the veil? I should say not.
Please.
No, 1,000 times no.
Just a little longer.
I've waited 7 years for this moment. I've worked, slaved, dreamed, waited. Not another second will I wait. I love you, Rachel. I love you more than tongue can tell. With the lifting of this veil, our love shall be consummated.
No.
Lift the veil. Like this, Rachel, my lovely wife. What? Leah, why are you here? Where's Rachel?
Jacob, I love you.
I love Rachel. Where is she?
I'm your wife, Jacob. You married me.
I've been tricked. Just retribution, I suppose, for the sins I did to Esau.